The ketchup giant Heinz recently announced the winners of a grant program to celebrate and preserve the legacy of Black culinary traditions in America.
Lona Young is one of three winners in Wisconsin of the Heinz Black Kitchen Initiative. Born and raised in Chicago, Young moved to Menasha 25 years ago and started her restaurant business in 2019. It's fittingly named Chicago's House of Hoagies. And Lona Young joins us now. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are one of three Wisconsin recipients of grants from the Heinz Black Kitchen Initiative this year. What does it mean for you to receive this recognition?
It means a lot. The African-American community, small entrepreneurs don't get that recognition. And to give that to us, that's amazing that they're using their huge platform to say, hey, we need to recognize these people. They work hard. They need help. They need support.
Have you thought about how you'll put this grant to use?
Oh, I've already used it. I used it for my taxes. I used it on taxes and some repairs that I needed to get done at the restaurant. Like those little things you don't really think about when you're sitting down doing your business plan and mapping everything out. You forget that, oh, wait, the garbage disposal might go out. I need to put a fund aside for that. Or maybe the refrigerator goes out and you bought it and it only has a 1-year warranty. So like all those little expenses, they add up so quick. And these are things that you have to keep done in order to keep your business open.
Take us back to 2019. How did House of Hoagies come into being?
From a Facebook post, believe it or not, I made a hoagie and I posted it on Facebook like I do all my food because I'm a foodie. I like to eat and show what I'm creating. And I post a hoagie that I had made and I started getting messages from people that I'm friends with. And they thought that I was in Chicago at the House of Hoagies, and they were asking me to bring them one back. And I was like, oh, no, I made this in my kitchen. And they're like, well, can you make me one? And I was like, no, like, why would you want me to make you a hoagie? But the demand was there. And so I put a post on Facebook like, hey, I'm inviting 30 people to my home for a tasting. I want people who are either from Chicago or Philadelphia, and you have to be an everything eater. You can't come to my house if you don't eat tomatoes or onions or mayo. I don't want you. And I'm not trying to be mean. I need everything eaters, and I need people from them demographics because hoagies are big in those areas. So they're going to be able to critique me, tell me what I need to fix, what they don't like, what they did like. And from there, I got my first catering order. And it was like, the feedback was amazing. I did make some changes based off that first meeting that I had. And it's been doing great. I started doing farmers market and pop-up events and catering. And I was like, maybe this is a thing. I've been doing great. It had its obstacles, but for the most part, it's been really great.
When you walked into your storefront for the first time, could you believe it?
No. Oh, my God. Once it was all done, mind you, when I started the construction, literally COVID happened.
Yeah.
In the middle of my construction. And it's like a ton of bricks fall on you. Mm. And you're like, oh, my God, because we're all going through something new that no one's ever experienced. And we don't know the outcome of it. And you've invested all your money into this. You got deposits every place. And the world is shut down.
But you found a way. You found a way.
I did. That was God. That was God. And that was the community. And when I walked in the finishing product, I was like, oh, my God, this young lady from the south side of Chicago, Algale Housing Projects, is doing great things.
Lona, how do these hoagies tell your history, tell your story?
Because I'm from Chicago, and when people see the name Chicago, the first thing they ask when they walk in, are you from Chicago? And then they always want to put you to the test. Well, I wanted to be ahead of the game. So when I created my menu, I wanted to make sure that my menu stamped like, yes, this girl is from Chicago. Not, oh, I'm from Dalton or I'm from Maywood. Baby, no, that's not Chicago. Chicago is Chicago with a Chicago zip code. So I made sure that each one of my hoagies told you where I am from, what neighborhoods I hung out, and where me and my friends hung out. For example, I have a Ford City hoagie that's going to tell my Chicago people, like, oh my God, her and her friends hung out at the Ford City Mall. She's legit, you know. Or I'm from Algale Housing Projects. I have a hoagie called Algale Gardens. They're going to, oh, she's from out south. She's from 131st in Michigan. She's the real deal. She knows how we like our food. It's going to be messy. It's going to be flavorful. And that's how you keep that customer base, because people want to know that you're authentic. They want, if they walk into a New York deli, they want to feel like they're walking into like that bodega in their neighborhood. If people walk into a Chicago restaurant, they want to feel like they're walking into their neighborhood. They don't want to come and it's like, she ain't even make this right. This doesn't feel like home. You want the food to feel like home. So my menu tells you I'm from Algale Housing Projects. I live in Block 13 on 131st in Michigan. And I have all those hoagies on my menu.
These hoagies tell such a rich story. We're talking with Lona Young, who owns a sandwich shop, House of Hoagies. It's in Menasha and recipient of a recent grant aimed at strengthening the presence of Black culinary traditions in American food culture. You found success with your business on social media, particularly you're crushing TikTok. What has social media meant for your business?
I get most of my customers off of social media because we live in a social media world right now. So people are on social media. So my platforms is Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. And as a small business owner, you have to remember, you have to be consistent with those platforms. You have multi-billion dollar companies like Walmart, Target, Shein, who are aggressively on these platforms. So that should tell you, as a small business owner, you have to be aggressive as well. And I get a lot of traffic off of those.
Through the thick and thin of creating these hoagies, do you have a favorite one? Do you have a standby?
Oh my God, my favorite, hands down. Well, I have a few, but my top two is going to be the Ford City and the River Oak. So the Ford City comes on an ungrilled hoagie roll with mayo, provolone cheese, pepper jack cheese, sliced chicken deli meat, tomatoes and onions with cheese potato chips on top, salt and pepper and olive oil. Oh my God. That just screams childhood memories. I got to get home before the street lights. I can hold this and run with my friends and play, you know? It's crazy because when I create my hoagies, I tap into the inner child in me. And I think we forget to do that. When I create, I want to make sure I'm tapping into your inner childhood, because that's going to make you a better person. And then my next one is the River Oaks. That one comes on an ungrilled hoagie roll with provolone and pepper jack cheese, sliced chicken deli meat, tomatoes and onions, pickle slices, mild banana peppers, salt, pepper, mayo, basil, and avocado oil. That is my I can eat that one probably every day. That one is so amazing. And if you're a true Chicagoan, baby, we love extra oil and basil and we want it dripping down our arm.
Oh my goodness, my mouth is watering. Do you have a New Year's resolution for yourself or for Chicago's House of Hoagies? Something you're really looking forward to trying to achieve next?
A lot of people don't know that I have a Feed the Children thing that I do in my restaurant. So if any child walks in my restaurant and tell me that they're hungry, there's no questions asked. I feed them. I don't need to know your story. I don't need to know any of that. I'm going to feed you. So I just, one of my things I do offer in the community. And then once a year, this year was my first event. I did a Feed the Community event where I fed the community. No questions asked. It was a free to the community. I did free face painting for the kids, free bounce house. We gave away free diapers, ties for men that were trying to get back into the workforce. And we fed everybody, no matter race, color, creed, age, whatever. If you're hungry and you need to eat, come and eat. We waste so much food in this country. No one should ever go hungry. So I'm all about, I'm going to feed you.
Lona, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate this a lot.
Lona Young is the owner of Chicago's House of Hoagies in Menasha. She's one of the three Wisconsin winners of the Heinz Black Kitchen Initiative to celebrate and preserve the legacy of Black culinary traditions. And I spoke with her last month. We would love for you to chime in about your genius sandwich creations. What do you load on? How do you approach your condiments on this perfect sandwich creation? Or do you have a neighborhood establishment with amazing sandwiches? Get in touch with us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.